Lucy for son of the morning. I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Kwam Yasharala. We want to thank you for tuning in to this particular lesson. It was a little concern. Didn't know if we'd be able to get to the broadcast today. So it'll probably be a brief broadcast, brief lesson today. Coming from a remote location, using a different device to try and still get some teaching out. It's always a little bit different or kind of tough when we feel that we have neglected do what the Most High has told us to do. So regardless of what we're dealing with out here, we persevere and we keep going and we make sure that we get something out there so that we keep fighting this good fight. Let the enemy know that we can't be stopped. whether it be physical struggles, physical ailments, misplacements, displacements, no matter what. We are a resilient people. We've survived years of persecution, and we will continue. So I just wanted to let you know that that wasn't quite sure we were going to get to you today, but still coming forth today, despite other things going on. Keep us in your prayers. We'll keep in our prayers. No defeat, just victory, just persevere. This is the At Last Ministries House of Israel, Yasharala, the Members Assembly. We are, this particular show is a call to Blueprint for Life, because we focus on statutes, the laws, and commandments, which is something that's been given by the Most High as a moral compass for us to be able to understand what he expects of us in order for us to be Kodesh and to be a set-apart people. We come on here and we deal with the fact that the Christian church, and I'm talking about the post-Constantine Christian church that's blended with paganism, that's trying to tell people and teach till this day that the commandments are done away with and we don't have to keep them. However, if you look back in the archives, we've done many a show to let you know that as you keep these commandments, the curses of Deuteronomy 28 will begin to lift off your life, because you start to know who you are, where you are, and why you are. And that whoever teaches that these commandments are done away with is going to have to deal with the Most High and a burning fire. And we see all throughout the book of Revelations, throughout the book of John, how done away with, verse John 3 and 4 tells us, what is sin? Sin is transgression of the law when you transgress against these commandments. And Apostle Shaul made it clear that many in this hour would abuse grace and mercy and live a life of just abusing grace and mercy and constantly repentance. Verbally, but not physically, by disciplining yourself through the word. People have twisted what the word is. They think if they just preach the gospel, somebody gives you an itching ear sermon or something that excites your emotions, that's the word. The word are the commandments, the oracles of God, the commandments that were given to Moses, the commandments that were given to Enoch, the commandments that were given to Abraham, the commandments that were given to Adam and Eve. That is the word. The commandments have always existed, and man has always sought to break these commandments because he wanted to live a life of lasciviousness, as he was deceived by the fallen one, Lucifer, Satan, and his fallen angels and the watchers that want to live a life of transgression and just and pretty much defying the order of the tablets of heaven and the righteousness of the Most High. Whose name is Ahayah. I want to give a shout-out and thanks to Elder Andre, who came on last week and spoke about the name Ahayah being found in the Book of Enoch. And I'll get to that in a second, because we've been coming out of the Book of Enoch for the last few weeks or so, because it's so, not only is it relevant, so indicative of this particular time and generation that we're living in. It's pertinent. It's a must, able to peel back the layers of trifleness and sin that's in this generation. When you have outward satanic worship on television through the music, and the people are just being just degraded. So we've got to come back together and establish a blueprint for life. People who don't know how to live their lives because they're in a society where right is wrong and wrong is right. You know, black is white is black. And that's literally as well, too, when they keep putting all these images in front of you telling you that we're the Indians, we're the Romans, we're the Jews, we're the Russians, we're the Africans, first people, we're everybody, blonde hair, blue eyes. That's a lie, too. The indigenous people, the minorities, and you, black man, black woman, Latin man, Latin woman, are people of the 12 tribes of Israel that have been scattered across the four corners of this earth that the Most High is coming back for. So, as I said, you're tuned into At Last Ministries. No longer social change. That was something that the Most High definitely put on us to get away from pain with a format that we thought would deal with the society and deal with our people and woke them up from their social ills and change them socially. But that's two parallel to Satan's premise and what he has going in this earth and in this world right now with social change. I know you may say, what do I mean by that? Well, let me share something with you. And let's see, back in, social justice was taught in the seminaries and was taught to herd all the sheep into one world religion. So you got to understand that the entire purpose for these seminaries and these schools that everybody believes you have to go to in order to preach this word, when the only people called to preach this word is the house of Israel, not these other nations. These nations are to be taught this information. And I'll tell you now, you can't go to a seminary and pay for the oracles of the Most High and the statutes, laws, and commandments. That's curriculum for that was designed by Jesuits and the Catholic Church to further deceive the masses and deceive the world and keep them under a spell of witchcraft. Now, you can't pay for revelation and prophecy and points that come from the tablets and the oracles of God and from the Most High. You don't pay for that. There is no tuition fee for that. That comes from spending time with him on the knees and studying the precepts, statutes, and laws. And you must study to show thyself approved, line upon line, precept upon precept. And that comes also when you know that you've been called, you've been chosen, you've been picked out, you've been pointed out to understand and know these oracles as well. Not everybody's even called to do that. There are many offices, many things that people are called to do. But as I was saying, social justice was taught in the seminaries to herd sheep into one world religion. And the one world religion, the occult, which is witchcraft, and technology all run hand in hand, all being used to deceive the masses, brainwash the masses, and to control the masses. And this is the way they want things to be before this one world government, one world currency, one world church, to unify the masses, and that is definitely being done through technology. I don't want to talk about too much of that. That's another time, another show, where we get into a lot of discussions. But nevertheless, there was a man by the name of John Foster Dulles, who the CIA funded by Rockefeller, and he met 30 different denominations to put their men through seminaries to learn a counterfeit gospel, to strip this Bible down, to start coming up with new versions of the Bible, and to teach it a certain kind of way. And what these are change agents that exist in your church that have gone to these seminaries and claim to have all these degrees in theology and everything else, and they're teaching the Bible a certain way to keep the people confused. And we're living in a generation where people have itching ears. Your Christianity today, you walk in these churches, these synagogues, these mega churches, it's nothing but a great big motivational seminar of brainwashing and control with lights, music, emotion, and emotionalism, and stir you up with key points and PowerPoints and putting spin on different words and phrases. Tony Robbins seminar, what Tony Robbins was back in the 70s and 80s when he did his seminars, all your churches became the same thing. And they got people to the point where they started believing in multiculturalism, diversity, and it's just like the Bourne Identity. It's just a project. And all these people within these churches are nothing but projects and being prepared to be herded into these concentration camps, deceived by the Antichrist when he comes and deceived by one world religion. So we don't have time for social change, all of that kind of stuff, social justice. That's what your Al Sharpton's and your Jesse Jackson's do. We are at Last Ministries, House of Israel, Yasharallah. And we are a deliverance ministry because we're trying to help our people to understand and be delivered from the stronghold of Satan. One thing we're not going to do here, and I'll make this very clear, I don't have talking points and discussions and debates with people about this gospel because through the foolishness of preaching, men are saved and repent. You got too many ideologues out here now that want to have discussions with other deceived ideologues that talk a bunch of semantics and figure they can put a few conjecture points and words together and have our people spin and saying, wow, he's intelligent. There's too much of that deception going on, and we know Satan is subtle in the garden. So listen, cry out loud and spare not. Show my people their sins. That's what we will do. I'm going to show you your sins. And whether you want to believe it or not, that's on you, because it takes the grace of the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, grace of the Most High,
to chase men in his sleep. Men don't even know while they're sleeping. The book of Job tells us that while a man sleeps, the Most High can whisper in his ear and seal up instructions and change him from the moment he opens up his eyes, and he won't be the same. So don't think you're all that much needed, but to be someone that will stand. And after you've done all you can to stand, stand anyway and keep preaching this truth, which is the fact that the commandments were never done away with. There's over 600 and something commandments, and we understand they've been summed up with the 10, and in what you call the New Testament, they've been summed up in the 2. I say what you call the New Testament because there's too many people fighting us about the Bible, the book, and they need to understand that we're reading pre-flood Jubilees, Jasher, Josephus, that they took out, that they took away from us, I should say, which is a depiction of our history, the history of us as a people, the sojourn of the people that were in scrolls. No, they took that away from us. What you're fighting about and saying is a white man's book and you lying about, which is the Bible, well, that's a compilation of scrolls that were put together while the Greek getting ready to invade Great Britain, London, England, and King James wanted to hurry up and compile the information so we could have it in one book. But you don't understand that these scrolls predate the book itself. So study to show yourself approved and find out your history book, because until you come back to your history, you're not coming back to nothing. You're being deceived. Now, I think you pretty much know who I'm talking to. Whatever that is you out there in, these denominations, these religions have been created, designed to divide. If you understand what I'm talking about and you can't make sense of how Satan operates, go watch that movie, The Devil's Advocate. They put it all in your face. You didn't even realize what was happening when you saw the movie. So go back and realize that that's a satanic blasphemous movie, but they're telling you exactly how they operate and how they think and how Satan works. And that's why we have so many of our people scattered apart all over the place and all kinds of various religions and denominations and fighting each other and talking and having debates about this and that, and who's right, who's wrong, and we need to come together. Nah, the Most High is going to deal with this. And if you don't come up under the Most High's rule, you will be destroyed, as spoken us in the book of Enoch. There's a place for the righteous, and there's a place for the unrighteous. And we know what unrighteousness is. You can't put your stock in pride and just a so-called, the black man and what we're going to do down here and how we get our own schools. This is going to be destroyed. This so-called paradise will be destroyed, and a new paradise will be established, a new earth, a new heaven. And there's no place for the unrighteous in that place. Anybody that's cursing this book, these scrolls, this Bible, talking bad about it, trying to destroy it, you will be dealt with until you repent and repent of your sins quick as possible, because we don't serve an image. We don't serve the beast. We don't give in to man's deception that's been imputed upon us before the beginning of time, because we are no longer under the curses or blind, because we're waking up by the grace of the Most High. What we're all about here. Some of the other shows you'll hear, we'll be back this week with The Heart of a Hebrew Woman, a show for sisters, by sisters, to help them deal, not preach, not teach, but deal with, just be able to navigate their way through the terrain and this wretched earth that's got them acting like hoochies and training. And that's not what you are. You are not your curves, your hips, your nakedness, and your lust and your flesh. You're pre-designed by the Most High and created for a purpose, and we want to put you back on point with that. And so that's what we do here at Atlantic Ministries, and we're serious about getting this book done for the Most High. So I pray that you are increased, because we want to see our people increased, and you got to be strong. You got to set your face like a flint, like the book of Ezekiel said. And they told Ezekiel, listen, we're not going to listen to you when you go. They wouldn't listen to me. So nevertheless, we realize that playing with when it comes to this gospel, because this is warfare. This is warfare. This is warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness, rulers of darkness. That's what we're wrestling. So we got to have the full armor. So my prayer that you're increased and that you stay strong as we try and do the same. And let's get away from the similitudes of what this world puts forth that will bring us freedom, our emancipation, and all that kind of stuff. It's not going to be the prophecy of the scroll, the most active book, the most in the whole most tactical book yes and be happy, but it's not diluted. Clear anybody that adds to or takes away from this word will be dealt with, will be destroyed in the book of Revelation. So before I get ready to close out for the day, because that's all I want to come with for the day, because I'm not in a protective anywhere. I can bring you the lesson like I wanted to, but I want to make sure that we got on. I'm going to do some reading, first of all, back on cue with what I just got through saying. And then I do want to do a little reading from the book of Enoch, and we'll close out. Isaiah 45 and 5. He says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, and thou hast not even known me. They may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord. Excuse me, and there is none else. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. I think this is cutting in and out. I'm sorry. Isaiah 45 and 17. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded. You are a world without end. Isaiah 1 and 27. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and her converts with righteousness. So there will be other nations, other generations that will follow us, because there will be other people in that new land. But not everyone will inherit all the courts. That we'll go into that another time. I want to go to the book of Enoch before I close out. Reason being so that Enoch mentioned that this book was not for his time, but for a remote generation, for another time. And we know that that time is this particular time, because it gives us understanding of things that we need to understand in the heavens, earth, and how these spirits operate, so that we are clear, so that we can deal with them. Because there's things that they cannot do to us unless they get permission from the Most High. Let me tell you people something. We don't trip on the Illuminati and all that kind of stuff, because they know who we are, and they're afraid of us and our rising and our coming up and our coming out. And they know there's a remnant of a higher that be delivered, saved, and will help Christ fight in this last hour. And that's what they don't want to have to deal with. So today I just want to close out with a little reading from chapter 41 of Enoch. And after that I saw all the secrets of the heavens, and how the kingdom is divided, and how the actions of men are weighed in the balance. And there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansions of the holy, and mine eyes saw there all the sinners being driven from this which deny the name of the Lord of spirits. That's why the name is important, folks. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Most High shall be saved, shall be delivered. And we know that his name is I Am That I Am, which is in the Hebrew, is Ahaya Ashar Ahaya, and his son is Yeshua HaMashiach. Name never was. J wasn't even created until the 1600s. That's not a Greek interpretation of a Hebrew name. Yeah, that's the biggest lie put out there to them seminaries, and got every black person calling on J-E-S-U-S, an effeminate-looking picture of Sassor Bourget's son, the sixth pope, who was a pedophile, a homosexual, and a poisoner. They have nothing to do with that. And we don't worship the beast, because everybody in this whole entire world worships that image and that picture. And if you understood the book of Maccabees, you'd know that they whitewashed all of our images and changed the look. And the scripture tells us that it has a countenance that's not going to be desired. And his hair is like lamb's wool. And his eyes are red from drinking wine, red like fire. This is a man most people would probably be very intimidated by when they see him and get out of his way. Nevertheless, let me finish this reading. And there I saw the mansions of the elect and the mansions of the holy. Mine eyes saw there all the sinners being driven from thence which denied the name of the Lord of spirits and being dragged off. And they could not abide because of the punishment which precedes the Lord of spirits. Talking about the different degrees of punishment that's going to be put out on the people
as they, those that deny the name of the Most High, those sinners that don't want to worship Him, that don't believe, those that are reveling in their good times and their money right now, there's going to be torture and torments and levels of torments on these people. Verse 3, and there mine eyes saw the secrets of the lightning and of the thunder and the secrets of the winds, how they are divided to pour over the earth, and the secrets of the clouds and dew. And these I saw from which they proceed in that place, and from which they saturate the dusty earth. And there I saw closed chambers out of which the winds are divided, the chamber of the hail, the winds of the chamber. So all this was revealed to Enoch on the different chambers in the atmosphere, in the heavens, the wind, the lightning, for the sun, and he saw rest for the righteous, and he saw creation, a redesigned creation for the righteous as well. This is why I want to see you go get your copy of the Book of Enoch as we continue to teach from it. I'm all out of time. I can't continue, unfortunately, but I want you to know that you can make it. Quam Yasharala. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that we have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. I got mad love for you, and may the Most High bless and keep you until the next time we come together again. Pray that you enjoy your Shabbat. Continue to get some teaching. Cease from your own words today and make sure you do the Father's will. Get out there and tell somebody about who He is. Don't compromise. We can't show any weakness. That's what they think they're seeing in us. It's weakness. Don't compromise.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
You're gone.